Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The left fielder, Milt Burns. Batting third. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Gene Moore. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Len Schult. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Mancuso. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sig Jackuki. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Sig Jackuki. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The first baseman, Kirby Farrell. Batting third. The left fielder, Johnny Dickshot. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Guy Curtwright. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Tony Cuccinello. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Roy Schalk. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Orville Grove. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Orville Grove. And now, play ball. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schalk fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Burns trying to get to third. Moses throws the ball into Cuccinello, who tags Burns for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Dickshot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshot hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackuki fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michaels fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Len Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a fly ball into center field. Curtwright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schult fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jakuki fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Michaels. The throw from Mancuso and he is safe. Michaels steals second. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a fly ball into center field. Kurt Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sig Jakuki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jakuki hits a line drive towards short. Michaels reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is called out on strikes. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moses. The throw from Mancuso and he is safe. Moses steals second. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 0-for-1 in the game. Dickshott hits a ball on the ground towards second. Gutteridge picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Gutteridge. Moses scores. Dickshott moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 0-for-1 in the game. Kurtwright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Krivic strikes out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stevens moves to third. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0-for-1 in the game. Cuccinello is called out on strikes. One out. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-1 in the game. Schalk hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jakuki fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Len Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-1 in the game. Schult hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Dick Schott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0-for-1 in the game. Mancuso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sig Jakuki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jakuki is 0-for-1 in the game. Jakuki hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuccinello fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. Tresh takes first base on ball 4. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-1 in the game. Grove strikes out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Tresh for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into left field. Dick Schott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuccinello fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dickshott hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moore. Dickshott reaches second base with a double. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 0-for-2 in the game. Kurtwright is walked intentionally. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0-for-2 in the game. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jakuki fields it and throws to first for the out. Dickshott moves to third. Kurtwright moves to second. Two outs. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-2 in the game. Schalk hits a line drive into center field. That will be extra bases. Krivic fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Krivic. Dickshott scores. Kurt Wright scores. Schalke moves to third. It's 3-0, White Sox. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Michaels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schalke scores. It's 4-0, White Sox. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schulte fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Schulte. Michaels moves to third. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-2 in the game. Grove hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuccinello fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michaels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Len Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 0-for-2 in the game. Schulte hits a fly ball into center field. Kurt Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mancuso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Dickshott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jack Hooke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mancuso hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Schalke reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Gray pinch hits for Sig Jakuki. Pete Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuccinello fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-3 in the game. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Gutteridge moves to second. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Gray now playing left field. Lefty West now pitching. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kurtwright hits a fly ball into left field. Gray settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0 for 3 in the game. Cuccinello takes first base on ball 4. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Schalk hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. McQuinn hits a fly ball into center field. Kurt Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 3 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schalk fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Len Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 3 in the game. Schult hits a pop-up towards short. Michaels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and St. Louis Browns, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.